Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Welcome for today, and congratulations on finding some sunny weather. Gee, it must have been nice last weekend. Torrential rain as you played the Raiders. Did you ever think, Garth, that maybe you should, like Ricky, sit down the sideline and just get dumped on?
No, Tane, I didn't really consider that, to be honest. I'll leave that to Rick.
Yes, absolutely. How did you read that first week for you?
Yeah, it was probably a tough one, really, Tane. You know, first of all, thanks for having me on, guys. Yeah, we just didn't handle the conditions real well. You know, we lost Tyrone very early in the game, which hurt us. You know, there's no doubt about that with Ash early in the week. And you take your starting halves out of any team and you're always going to struggle. But, you know, we just didn't handle the conditions well. You know, AJ's coming back from a shoulder reconstruction, and Peach has played a bit of 5-8 before, but he's played outside James Maloney, who really takes control of the team. So both guys are really out of their comfort zone as far as organising and kicking goes. And in those conditions, you know, we just didn't handle them real well.
What about you bring Riley Jackson in this week, obviously out of the Melbourne system. What are your expectations of him today?
Yeah, spot on, Ryan. He's come out of a really good system at Melbourne. And, you know, he's learned off probably three of the best players to ever play the game in Smith, Cronk and Slater. So I'm hoping he can just bring some composure into the team. A really good kicking game. You know, AJ is more of a runner more so than he is a kicker. And Peach was a bit the same last week. And in those conditions, you need a real good kicking game. And I think Riley brings that. You know, he's not a young rookie. You know, he's been around for a little while now. And he's played, like I said, in some great systems. So I just need him to really take control of the footy team and steer us around and just make some nice clear calls. And the players around him have got to respond.
I like the fact that his name sounds like a nightclub. We all go around to Riley Jackson after the game.
He said during the week, though, that he's probably just excited for this game as when he first played. So how have you noticed that he's been, and what's been your message to him? How have you tried to get him up for the game?
Yeah, he's been a little bit nervous, Emma, to be honest. And I saw him come out and made his comment that this is his one chance to really have a crack. And it's really not the case, to be honest. You know, it's a long season and we didn't bring him in for just one game, you know. And look, I hope he stands up today. He leads us around the park like I think he will, and he makes that position his own. You know, there's no mortgage on any positions. If he stands up and we play well and, you know, he does what I think he can do, you know, then who's to say how long he'll be in the team for?
Well, as a player that I've had a lot of time for over the years, Brenko Lee, he does some wonderful things and then all of a sudden he'll go missing. You moved him to the wing. Do you think that's his best position?
Yeah, well, Wendell, he's just forced himself into the team on the back of his preseason. Like, he's trained so well since he's come back in the new year. Like, last year when he arrived, he came a little bit late and he was a little bit underdone, had a little bit of a lazy trait about him. But when he turned up, he saw the, you know, Tyrone Peachey, you know, Brian Kelly, some guys were brought into the back line, and he thought, well, geez, I need to knuckle down here. And look, he's trained the house down. He's lost about 7 kilos from what he played at last year. And what I think is, like, last before, he used to drift in out of games because he hadn't done the hard work. So he was looking for shortcuts, and in the back of his mind, he knew he hadn't trained hard and taken some shortcuts. Whereas this year, he's trained really well. He's taken no shortcuts, and I think he's confident in the fact that he's done the hard work, and he can play at 80 minutes.
Well, you don't come to Shark Park and get an easy win, but most games here are won in the middle, Garth, as you know. So you've got a really good pack on paper. Challenge for them today?
Yeah, they've got to stand up, Gertz, you know, and lots been said of our pack, you know, in the preseason, how we brought in Shannon Boyd and, you know, they go through the pack there. It's a fairly strong pack, and it's most of them played representing football, if not all of them. And Ryan James has been on the fringe. But, you know, you're up against a quality Fanella pack too that are, you know, battle-hardened and tough and played in some big games. You know, when you've got the luxury to bring Woods, who's played for Australia, off your bench, you know, your three middles of Gallen, Fifita and Pryor are strong middles. But, you know, our guys have got to stand up too, and, you know, I'm confident they can do that today.
Mate, you've got a good record here. Do you know why that is? You've played 10 games, you've had 4 wins. Do they like this warm weather down here when it is warm, or what's happening?
I'm not sure, Wendell. I hopefully it continues, mate, to be honest. Yeah.
What about the flying the flag on the Gold Coast? Do you have any, in terms of being in a spot that has been quite difficult, hasn't it, over the years for a number of franchises, also difficult in the AFL with Stewie Dew there, do you have any kind of, is there any kind of relationship there about footy teams on that area and how to make them successful?
No, I've never really caught up with Stewie at this point, but it's probably something I've been meaning to do and would like to do in the future. But look, I think it's the situation with the Gold Coast, Tony, it's probably just never been done right in the past. I think they always try to come in to compete against Big Brother up the road right from the start. And, you know, like, Brisbane's a powerhouse, we know that. And, you know, we've got to look at attacking it from a different angle instead of going to try and, you know, spend all the money and have all the best resources. We've got probably the best resource you can have in a rugby league club by the juniors we have at our disposal up there. And I just don't think it's been done right in the past. And we've lost a lot of kids from out of the Coast Titans, which I'm very passionate about. You know, it's probably come from my time at Newcastle and also at Penrith that, you know, juniors, they're priceless, to be honest. You know, because if you give them opportunities, they fall in love with the club, then they'll stay for less. And playing for their own town means that little bit more than playing somewhere else. So I just think at the moment the club's really heading in the right direction. The owners have invested heavily in the junior development pathway system. And I think in the next 5 to 7 years, you'll see real strength in the Gold Coast Titans with the young kids coming through.
Speaking of resources, I know you've got Gilmeister on board. He's still doing stuff. And what about Matty? Who have you got on board to sort of help you this year, sort of aside from just the full-time coaching staff?
Yeah, Matty's not on a staff as such. He's obviously got a good relationship with Matt, and I speak to him quite regularly, and he'll come up and spend a little time with the players at different times when he's available. As you all know, he's very busy. So, but he's someone I bounce ideas off over the phone plenty of times, and I have a chat, and he watches our games and gives us some feedback. You know, a bit like Gordy too. You know, Gordy's the same. You know, he's an ambassador for the Titans, but if he comes in every now and then and gives his input to me, you know, as a bit of a sounding board. But
do you always listen to what Gordy says?
Surely,
be
must,
honest.
Surely you must tune off.
No, Gordy's good. Yeah, I like he's very he's very passionate. You know, and as I am the same. You know, and I love speaking to those people who are passionate about the game and the club. But Trevor Gilmeister's one who's coming on a more regular basis. Gilly comes in every week. In the preseason, he was twice a week. Now in season, he's once a week. He comes in and he's there game day. And you know, Del understands what Gilly brings to the team. He brings that hard edge, that real defensive focus that we lacked last year, that we've really focused on this year.
And what about Mal? Yeah. Mal's up there as well.
Yeah, Mal's more on the cultural side of things and behind the scenes. Ryan, he hasn't, you know, involved too much with the football side of things and the team side of stuff. He's just easing his way in there. He's another one, a bit like, you know, Matty and Gordy, that I've got there to bounce some ideas off. And, you know, he'll be watching our game today, and we'll have a bit of a chat on Monday about what he saw and a bit of feedback from him. But he's very conscious of not, you know, stepping on my toes or getting in the way. And that, you know, that's how much I respect Mal, that he's willing to do that. You know, with his, you know, his aura and his presence in the game, you know, he could impose himself on the team big time if he wanted to do that. But he's very respectful of me and the club, and he's just there to help out, and be wherever I need him, he's there to give me a hand.
Mate, Graham Annesley, he spent a bit of time up there at the Titans, and now obviously back at the NRL. How was your relationship with Graham?
Yeah, Graham's great. You know, he's really missed around the club. You know, he's very passionate about the Titans. I miss him because after the game, he's always the first person in the shed there, you know, to meet me after a game, you know. And, you know, he loved the Titans. He's still, you know, very, very passionate about the Gold Coast, but he's doing a fantastic job for the NRL. So it's a real win for the NRL,
yeah,
having Graham down on board there. And you can see with the refereeing in the first round. Yeah.
Well, that's the next point. I mean, you've seen how the referees were lenient round one. How does a coach take advantage of that for round two?
Yeah, I don't know as much to take advantage of it, Ryan. I just think, you know, we got penalised quite heavily last week. So what's up?
Have you seen anything, though, over the opening three games where you think that maybe there's sides that will look to state control the ruck just a little bit more, because you're coming up against a side today that they push the rules as far as any team in the competition?
Yeah, and I think you probably saw it a bit last night. I think it was might have been the Broncos Cowboys game where there's a lot of penalties against Brisbane for slow in the ruck, you know, inside the in goal line. And last year someone would have gone to the bin, whereas this year it hasn't been done. And look, that's the area where the sin bin needed to be used. When a team is actually using as a tactic to slow the game down or an advantage, that's what the sin bin's for, not for heaps amount of just penalties all over the field, which it was last year. So I think Graham's brought some common sense to the refereeing, and, you know, he's a footy fan as well. He sat back and watched it last year and saw that's not good enough. And I think the change you can see already is, you know, showing real dividends.
Can I ask, when you look at your roster, I know you've got some good juniors up there. When you look at your roster and think who you need for the club, how do you go about that?
Yeah, we've got a bit of a panel up there, Wendell. You know, there's myself, there's Mal. There's Phil Moss, you know, who's been around a fair bit. And, you know, with also the Dennis Watt and the owner, Daryl Kelly.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So Dennis has been around a long place. He's been at Melbourne. He's been at Brisbane. He's a good footy head. So we sit down and we have a chat. We have a bit of a progression about what we need. We have a look at the juniors coming through the air, where we need to recruit. So it's not just my decision to go out there and sign someone. It's a panel. We sit down and we discuss it, and we think what's best for the club going forward.
You spoke about AJ Brimson earlier, and with the shoulder injury. You started him on the bench last week. Obviously, you know, he needed to play bigger minutes than expected. But what do you think? How's the shoulder? Is he a six? Are you going to play in one? Is Michael Gordon just sort of keeping that spot warm for him at the moment? what do you see happening this year? Because he's a guy that he puts bums on seats. He's a guy at the end of last year, everyone couldn't wait to see what he was going to do this year.
Yeah, the fact he come back from that shoulder, Rico Gerds, was the one reason why I was trying to, you know, ease him back into the balance. He's only 21. He's the only first real major injury. And I just wanted to protect him a little bit. As it turned out, he got thrown straight in when Ash was ruled out. And that's the sort of faith that I have in the young guy. I think he'll be a fullback going forward. But, you know, he's fortunate because he's probably got, you know, one of the most experienced and one of the smartest fullbacks in the game there in Michael Gordon there to educate him for the next 12 months, you know. Flash hasn't come out and admitted yet, but I'm fairly confident this will be his last year. And I think defensively in the structures, it's easy for a fullback to have a running game, and AJ brings that in spades. But the defensive side of things about where to put yourself and where to put up numbers is something, it's a bit of an art these days. And it will take AJ a little bit of time to get used to that. You know, once he's fit and healthy, he'll be my third in somewhere, you know, because he's too good, like you said, to leave out of the team. At the start, I just wanted to protect him a little bit. But I think last week, you know, more games he gets, the more confidence he'll get in that shoulder. And I think you'll see, you know, him getting back to where he was at the back end of last year. But in answering your question, I think long term, I think fullback will be his spot. But in the meantime, he's got a really good guy to learn off in the next 12 months.
Did you consider putting Peachy in the halves this week?
No, not really, Em, to be honest. He got Peach is, and I think I heard Ryan early on to talk about, you know, when you speak about players that you just need them on the park, their utilities, that's Peach. You just have to have him on your team, in your team somewhere. You know, I've got Phil Sammy on the bench this week, and that's the cover outside back because my utility is actually in the starting 13, and that's Tyrone. But, you know, getting back to what I said earlier on, with Peach, he's only ever played, you know, 5-8 alongside a real leader as far as halfback goes in Maloney. You know, Peach is a runner. You know, his kicking game's not his strength. So my plans were always to keep him out a bit wide and if I could, and have a real, you know, someone who can direct the team around more so than Peach, who just plays what he sees.
Over the last couple of years, watching a young guy, you know, Ryan James, you know, I just wanted him so much to play Origin. He was so close, but he came back. He didn't, you know, didn't sook. You as an NRL head coach, you would love to see him get an opportunity last year.
Yeah, I was shattered for him, Del, to be honest. You know, I spoke to Freddie a few times saying, you know, he won't let you down. But honestly, he's one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. You know, he didn't kick stones. He come back and was our best player when he come back from that. And, you know, he was happy to stay in camp and help the team out with the New South Wales boys. And he just wanted to be a part of it. But, you know, I don't think I would have handled as well as what he did, thinking he was told he was going to be in the squad and then at the last minute get told he wasn't, you know. That would knock anyone about. And it did, you know, he was disappointed, don't get me wrong, but he wouldn't have known it. You know, he just come back and just got on with his job. And I think that's why Freddie loves him so much, because he saw that he didn't kick stones and he won't let anyone down if he's given the opportunity going forward.
This one's a bit left field, but we were talking about Craig Bellamy's coaching tree before and all of the coaches that have coached under him and now what they're doing. I know you've been at Newcastle, you've been at Penrith. Is there a coach you think has had the biggest influence on your coaching style and your coaching career?
Yeah, there's probably two there, Emma, to be honest. When I first come through Newcastle, I worked under Brian Smith. And one thing about Brian, he's very technical. He knows the game very, very well. And you know, you look at Robbo come through the same system under Brian Smith as well. So he was educated with Brian as well. So, you know, the attention to detail, I probably learned a lot from Brian. But more recently, and probably without a doubt, would be Gus. You know, as far as man management, you know, and the overall package of education, knowing the game, but also knowing the man management skills behind it all. I don't think there's anyone better than Gus. So I think, you know, I owe Gus a lot. You know, when I was at Newcastle and Wayne came in, he brought his own staff in. So I got a phone call from Gus asking me to come down and have a meeting and went to Penrith. And look, it was probably the best move I ever made, to be honest. You know, I wouldn't be here where I am today if it wasn't for Gus.
All right, Garth Brandon, we could speak to you all day, but you've got a day job coaching footy team, and you probably should get down there. Really appreciate your time, which you always give so generously. Good luck today.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having me on. Thank you.